This is Suzy Radio 103.4. I'm Neil Munday. I have the pleasure to welcome you to the traditional service of nine lessons and carols this Christmas, recorded at the most complete Saxon church in England, St Nicholas Worth, on the 17th of December this year. The format of this service originated in Truro Cathedral, Cornwall in 1880. In the early 20th century, King's College, Cambridge started singing a slightly modified version, which was then included in radio and television broadcasts. In honour of this ancient church built around 985 AD and paying tribute to the history of the service, the music selected includes a traditional Cornish carol, The Holly Bears a Berry, and the traditional Sussex carol, On Christmas Night. The choir is led by the musical director and organist Mark Harrison, and the service is led by the rector, Father Michael Bogue.
Welcome to Christmas Day, and we're delighted to be broadcasting on Suzy Radio 103.4, which is heard around Surrey and Sussex.
Once in a while,
Beloved in Christ, be it this Christmastide our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God. But first, let us pray for the needs of the world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all people, for our sovereign Lord the King and all in authority, for the unity and tranquility of the Church, and for God's blessing on this, our parish and community. And because this of all things would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we are forever one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life, and unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. All came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Thank you. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. From the beginning until now, the entire creation, as we know, has been groaning as one in giving birth, eagerly waiting for God to reveal his children. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there were no place for them at the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in the manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Christmas night, all the Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring.
News of great joy, news of great love,
news of our merciful King's birth.
Then why should men on earth be so sad, since our Redeemer made us glad?
And why should men on earth be so sad, since our Redeemer made us glad?
Wherefore sin he set us free,
for to regain our liberty.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Torches all the way to Bethlehem. Christ is born and now lies he.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, your birth at Bethlehem draws us to kneel in wonder at heaven touching earth. Accept our heartfelt praise as we worship you, our Saviour and our eternal God. Amen.
be with you.
And also with you.
May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the love of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
The service of Nine Lessons and Carols was recorded at St Nicholas Church, Worth, on the 17th of December 2023, with kind permission from the clergy of St Nicholas at Worth, the rector, Father Michael Bogue, and the Reverend Greta Sawyer, plus kind permission from the director of music and organist, Mark Harrison, with special thanks to the choir, sopranos, Helen Cheels, Dawn Club, Melanie Edwards, who is also the soloist for the Sussex Carol, Jenny Gordon, altos, Eliza Hawley, soloist for Once in Royal David City, Adela Hawley, Lucy Lang, tenors, Peter Harrison, Pippi Harrison, Peter Murgatroyd, basses, Ross Hawley, David Moore, the readers in order of reading, David Moore, Joan Tick, Peter Harrison, Linda Els, Anne Lane, David Club, Carol Murgatroyd, Kay Malloy, and Father Michael Bogue. For Susie Radio, recorded, edited, and presented by Neil Munday. Programmes Director, Jeff Rogers. Susie Radio would like to thank all of the clergy, choir, parishioners, and visitors at St Nicholas Worth for the very warm welcome extended to us during our recording of this wonderful service. I also know that the choir would love to welcome new voices to join them. Do get in touch. This programme will be available on susieradio.com Listen on Demand service, with all the details of the order of service contained within. I'm Neil Munday, and on behalf of everyone at Susie Radio 103.4, may I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.